You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you decide that the busiest intersection in Norwalk is where you're going to get your fitness on and start doing lunges and burpees.
Nice.
That's all I need to know about you.
I mean, is there somebody out doing this? They're running around as part of their workout, or do they get out of their vehicle and start doing it?
No, they were just like, they were in full gym gear, you know, like they were working out. Like you would go for a run, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I applaud anybody that wants to do anything they
fitness
can to make
anywhere.
Themselves healthy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you're like, you're on East Avenue in Norwalk, it's busy. And that's where you're all of a sudden you're going to start doing burpees and lunges.
That's just, not distracting at all.
It's just so strange. You know, I was like, why? Are you showing off that much? Like, yep, nice knee tuck. Cool. On the sidewalk.
Look at me and my powerful thighs.
Right.
Right.
It was so strange. Like, there's a million side streets. Go climb a mountain there. I don't understand.
Go walk up a hill.
Right.
I've got one for you here. If every time that the winter, or the weather, rather, it's raining, or it's snowing, or it's doing something that you don't like, or the temperatures have some variation, and you just go, yep, global warming. That's all I need to know about you.
People don't even know what global warming
right.
is.
Nobody
no
actually
idea.
Even
no
understands that. I mean, it's just spring in New England, and it's right. always this drab and dreary and messy outside.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. I love that. It's
global
about,
warming.
Global warming. No, tell me what global warming is.
I've been telling
is.
You guys, global warming. Have right. you? Thank
really?
You. Great.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're the person that decided, you know what, I'm going to try and steal an ATM machine and get on a public bus, that's all I need to know about you.
I saw this video. It was
really?
Insane.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that.
It is the best thing I've ever seen.
Send me that link. So
no,
wait a
no,
minute. They were
what?
Like, I'm going to steal this ATM and I'm bringing it on this public transportation.
Dude is dragging it.
Well, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Put it on our Facebook page.
Definitely.
Search
definitely.
Anna and Raven so you can check it out for yourself. I'm like, what is this guy doing? At first, I thought it was one of those spoof things where it was a joke.
Right.
And then I'm like, no, this dude's serious.
I mean, he's got to be serious. Right. Those things are heavy. They're not lightweight. You know, he's got to be pretty serious.
You want to chime in too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I mean, can we talk about that? Can we talk about the situation that's happening in the studio right now?
Well, now Jessica's ready for the show. She's put on her glasses. She's ready. She's good to go.
I just fell. And I'm going to admit it. I don't care. I'm going to embrace it.
Right.
I tried to get in the chair, and I fell over after he told me the chairs were dangerous. And I'm like, oh, no, it's no problem.
Right,
and
not 8 seconds later.
I thought you were kidding at first. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, Jessica Carson just fell on the floor.
I did. And this is the thing. I didn't get hurt, but I'm going to say I did because
right.
I'm Jewish. So I'm going to sue the company now.
And Raven,
I have a concussion.
Star 99.9. The next time you fall out of the chair, Jessica, if you could hit me with the chair, that would be good.
Right. I'll throw it in the air right across the room.
All right. Tonight is our Women in Comedy Night happening at Vinny Brand Stress Factory. I'm going to be doing an opening set. First time in 10 years opening for Jessica.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Sold out.
Yeah. Sold out show.
Oh, you better do well.
But Jessica,
normally somebody would say, no, I'll take care of you, Anna.
Right.
It'll be
totally,
fine.
She knows I'm joking.
I can't.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm playing it safe, which kind of makes me sad, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you want to go for it. But I think after 10 years in front of a packed house, you should probably just play it safe.
Play it safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give up on your dreams.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go in there with your edgy set, you might actually destroy our show.
Our career.
Too.
Oh,
yeah.
So you have to be like politically
correct. Right. I mean, I have a mortgage,
and crazy.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's, let's let her be that way.
Yeah. So just make it boring and don't say anything interesting. It'll go well.
I was thinking about
then...
just reading excerpts from books. Like, I would just bring up, like, I don't know. What's like a book that people like? Green Eggs and Ham?
Schindler's List?
Right.
I don't know. Something.
Both. Clearly non-offensive.
Right. That's exactly it. So you had your first show at Vinny Brand's last night, The Stress Factory. How'd it go?
It went great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it did. It's a beautiful club. It's great. The audience was awesome. They were very smart. I had a wonderful time.
And Jessica has two girls, too, little girls, too.
I do.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they think about mommy being a comedian? Because my daughter doesn't think I'm funny at all.
Well, the 3.5-year-old just goes, you know, have good shows. Like, she doesn't. She's been on stage with me. They both have.
Mm-hmm.
But the 12-year-old is an actress.
Wow.
So she's now auditioning all the time, and it's crazy.
That's
she got
so
the
cool.
bug.
Does that make her very generous in her reviews of your jokes if you're doing things in front of her, or does it make her highly critical? She's
well,
like, I'm going to need you to be tighter in that spot, Mom.
She's both. She sometimes she's like, that's not funny at all, and sometimes she laughs at stupid stuff that... You know, no, but she wants to do stand-up now. It's a little scary. So, I mean, I'll totally teach her how to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
She's amazing.
You bring that up because I feel like there's not enough classes for children to learn how to do comedy. I thought it would be fun if you could teach them early on. I've looked around. There's certainly nothing here in Connecticut.
There is in New York City, for
right,
sure.
In the city.
I've taught kids. I've also taught very old people. You know, it's fun. It's great to...
I'll teach them all.
Right.
They come with a checkbook.
If there's money.
Yeah.
You got a pulse?
I don't care. I'll take money from anyone.
Right.
I've taught animals how to do stand-up. it's great. I mean, she'll be incredible at it because she's so charismatic and she already feels comfortable on stage and she's funny.
And twins on the way.
Yes. I mean, I'm not pregnant. It's a little confusing. This is where people get confused. Yes, my wife is pregnant with twin girls.
Can you
believe that?
I'm going to have four girls.
I never, ever, ever wanted kids and I'm going to have four daughters.
This is crazy.
I didn't. I never once said, I can't wait. Da, 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 so...
All right, we're going to have more
I love it.
With Jessica Kirsten coming up next right here on Star.
Star 99.
Tonight's a big night. It's our first ever Women in Comedy Night happening at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
Sold out.
Yeah, Jessica Kirsten is joining us. She's going to be headlining because she's significantly funnier than I'll ever be.
Well, she's very
That's not
talented.
True.
You're also talented.
Listen.
Nice. She's very giving, too. I've noticed that since she walked in the studio.
I am very giving.
You're really sweet. You know?
Thank you. I am sweet. I've realized I think I need to be a little tougher.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to keep falling out of chairs every time you walk into a room.
People probably don't even think that's real, but
right.
I literally got into the chair and then
fell
over.
In all the years that Raven and I have worked together, no one has
so
ever
embarrassing.
Fallen out of a chair.
Thank you for making me feel better.
Right.
No problem.
To be fair, the chairs are terrible.
They are.
And I mean, I give a warning. It kind of is. We're using it as profiling, basically, now. When people come in, if they can figure out the chair, clearly it's like they're an escape room artist or something like that. If you can't figure out the chair, well, you're just like the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even, like, I literally just went to, like, get into it and fell out of it.
And, like, at first I thought you were kidding because you're a comedian.
Well, I always fall in my
Physical
videos.
Joke,
That's
right.
why
right.
it is funny because I do. I fall all the time
all the
in
time.
Front of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
I was watching one of your reels, and that's why I thought. I'm like, I think she's doing a bit.
Right.
I think she's, and then
no,
all of a sudden,
only if there was a camera on.
We're handing that out for free, Anna Zapp.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what I wanted to do really quickly because it's really fun? Mm. Have you heard about the Florida Challenge?
No.
Okay, so it's trending all over. If you put in your name and your birthday in Google, right? So, no, hold on. You write Florida man.
Right, right. Yeah? Florida man.
And then I write your birthday. So what's your birthday? Not the year. So
November 14th.
Oh, my God. That's my daughter's
Florida.
Birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Envision yourself in Florida
that's
relaxing.
That's so funny.
Yeah, okay.
It's warm down there today, and we punch in your date. And what happened with the Florida man on her birthday?
Florida man attacked by a crazy squirrel gone nuts, and it was raised by a neighbor.
Oh, my gosh. That neighbor was trained to attack.
Wait, right. Who is this Florida man?
No, this is what you do. You put Florida man in Google with your birthday. Stay right next to it, and then it gives you a headline of something crazy that happened,
right.
And it's like it
somebody that got
everybody.
Arrested that day on your birthday.
Raven, when's your birthday? December what?
December 29th. I hope you get the same story I did. There are many stories for my
Florida
birthday.
Florida man rigged door in attempt to electrocute pregnant wife.
That's a good one.
That
also,
doesn't seem very nice.
Recently was that Florida man that attacked the McDonald's cashier because she did not hand him a proper straw. That also happened on my birthday.
Let me put it
Happy
on.
Birthday to me.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
Yeah.
These are, who is, but is it the Florida man? This is happens
It's the Florida
with?
Man. It's all Florida people that this happens to because Florida is crazy. Because they're filled with
Put
crazy.
Your birthday.
It is
I want
crazy.
To know what happened on your birthday.
Florida man, August 23rd. That's my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
A Florida man let it all hang out at a strip club. Oh. Dancer says. He wasn't part of the act.
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
So nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my father is crazy.
Is he from Florida? Oh, that was your dad?
Well, he
yeah, he's there in the winter.
Oh, I got it. Took me a second.
He's a snowbird.
Tonight's the night. Sold out.
Yeah, it's a big show. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to have your last chance to win tickets. It's next right here on Star.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's engagement week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Melissa and Jesse joining us this morning. Melissa, let's start with you. What's going on?
Planning our wedding, and we hit a bump in the road. I want to do a cash bar, and my husband thinks that it's the tackiest thing, and he's so against it, but it could save us a couple $1,000s. I don't think it's tacky. You know, I don't think my friends think it's tacky. You know, they understand, you know, our financial situation.
Jesse, what's your position?
I'm actually relieved that we have a mediator in this. As embarrassing as it might be to be on the radio in front of everybody, I think I'm right in this instance. Yeah, we're getting married shortly. Very exciting. A wedding should be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and she wants to have a cash bar, and I'm totally against it because I don't want any negativity. I don't want anybody to go, it was a great wedding, but they had a cash bar. I just want people to go, drink, have fun. I don't want to worry about a thing. Whatever the cost is, it's going to put us in the hole a little bit. We'll get out of it eventually, and it's, you know, in 3 years, it won't matter. I'd rather have the most memorable wedding where everyone's having a good time. They're not even worried about anything. They're just having fun.
I've been to plenty of weddings that had cash bars, and I've had a good time. It's a good way to kind of put that money maybe towards something else.
I've already had friends that I've talked to, you know, confidants that I've told, and like, really, dude, you're going to have a cash bar? I mean, that's silly. Why don't you just float? I mean,
so your friends are coming to our
wedding. They're having a lot of people.
Well, guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and it's an easy one. We can ask our audience, is a cash bar at a wedding tacky? If you agree with Melissa, then no. If it's going to be a stretch for you guys to pay the extra money for the alcohol, people can pay for it themselves. But people may agree with you, Jesse, and say, yeah, it's tacky, and you know, we'll be honest about it. And maybe that's something that really needs to be considered when you're planning and cut back in other areas. Do you guys both agree to listen to our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
I'm game.
All right, give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on?
It's engagement week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Melissa and Jesse getting married. Melissa's got an idea to save money because they're strapped. How about a cash bar? It'll save a ton of cash.
How about less friends? I mean, invite less people because you're probably going to have less friends after if you don't have any booze.
What do you think? Do you really need to have an open bar at your wedding? You know, especially if you're really having a hard time with money. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am definitely on his side. You cannot do a cash bar at a wedding.
You
That's
cannot.
I mean, it's so tacky. Sometimes people go there without enough cash. It's like the worst.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't even carry cash nowadays. And let's think about this, right? You're carrying that little wristlet purse. You don't want to be carrying stuff and worrying about that stuff. Forget it.
Yeah, the only thing I have in that wristlet is my lipstick, my license, and about 6 singles so I can tip at
right,
the bar.
Right. That's it. That's it.
You want to chime in, too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Engagement week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. And paying for a wedding is expensive. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Melissa says, I know how we can save some cash. It's down to the wire. We're just going to have to make it cash bar.
Weddings is something I know an awful lot about. I'll tell you this, is that they are expensive, no question about it. But there's definitely a better place to save that cash, in my opinion, than when you're bar tap.
And that's what Jesse says, too, her fiance. He says, no way. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, my God. I would totally side with the groom. Tacky beyond belief. I would actually dig in the envelope and take money out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that sounds so bad to say it. But I never close the envelope until after I get there because you never know when you're going to have to rewrite that check or take out some cash.
Absolutely. If you do like beer and wine then, and then if they want top shelf liquor, maybe then make people pay for it. But not including making guests pay, I think is beyond tacky.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, but, you know, there's a happy medium. They could just do wine and beer and save a lot instead of doing a full bar. And also, some caterers will go buy the bottle per person and refund you for any unused bottle.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Absolutely his. I can't. It's a big no.
Right, you gotta give your guests alcohol.
Yeah, it's a party. Put that party sauce.
Yeah, like if it's a
$2,000 difference? Like, really? How much is an average wedding costing these days? What's $2,000?
Right. Go to work, boy. Thank you for the call.
$2,000 can be a lot. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on his side. I've been doing wedding planning for over 30 years, and it just looks tacky. It just does. A girl wants to go to a wedding. She wants to bring her little clutch with some lipstick and maybe something like that, but you don't want to have to worry about money when you're at a wedding.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Melissa and Jesse. And Jesse, our audience agreed with you. Melissa, people really felt like there's other things that you could probably cut back on, but alcohol shouldn't be one of them. It's tacky. It's a little bit tacky to ask your guests to pay for their own drinks.
It can be a party killer. You want to have a fantastic celebration. You're so invested in the day, you really can't gamble on something like that.
All right, okay. We'll do the airway. We'll get an open bar.
The people have spoken.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com. Woodstock 50 has announced their lineup. It's a big, big event that's going down. Star 99.9 at Santa and Raven.
Mm-hmm.
Dead & Company is back. Robert Plant is back. But there's a whole bunch of new artists that are going to be performing at it for the first time. That's kind of really exciting, I think. Jay-Z, Miley Cyrus, The Killers, Imagine Dragons. I'm
was
into it.
Jay-Z was there in 99, I think. Wasn't he there in 99?
No, Jay-Z was not there in 99.
You sure?
I'm about 99% positive. I got 99 problems.
Google that right
but
now.
But Jay-Z I'm being at sure. Woodstock 99.81.
I feel like he might have been there.
See what I did there? You didn't even respect me.
No,
that was really good.
Thank you.
Really good.
Thanks, Christian.
Was it really good? Yeah. I mean, it was pretty decent.
All right, listen. All right. But if you look at the rest of these lineups of these bands, it's crazy because a lot of them have the wackiest names. And it's like, are these real band names?
Yeah.
Okay. So
when it's 3 days of music and they're starting at like 10 a.m., there's going to be a lot of people up there you've never heard of before in your life.
Like garage bands that they just like put.
It's like Jay-Z's like cleaning company. Like one of the guys is like, I got a band, man. Can you get me on there? He's like, well, if you'll drive one of my buses, I guess we could put you up there.
All right, I'm going to give you a name of a band and you tell me, is it actually on the Woodstock 50 lineup or did I just make it up?
You know, I love games.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh. What do you got?
Soccer Mommy.
Soccer Mommy is... Soccer Mommy is a real band. It's a heavy band.
They're a real band, but I wouldn't call that heavy.
not heavy at all.
Oh, Soccer Mommy.
Soccer Mommy.
Go back to work, Soccer Mommy. That sounds sad.
Really sad.
That sounds sad right there. Soccer Mommy is not doing well, either the kids at school or something like that.
They're just terrible at soccer.
She's just sad during the day. Just sad.
Soccer Mommy will be performing on Saturday night.
I would expect Soccer Mommy to be angrier, personally myself. Have you seen that show, Good Girls? They're very angry.
How about Boy Genius?
Boy Genius seems fake. That's not a real name.
Nope, it is a real band.
What? Wait a minute. That sounds like Soccer Mommy has that band performing in the room next door. They're like, Mommy's got a band now, so do you.
No, it's like her son.
Right.
It's Soccer Mommy and Boy Genius.
It's all the sons of the Soccer Mommies coming over, right?
All right, how about...
They're both sad. Why are they so sad?
Leaving America and moving to Canada.
That's not a real group.
That's not a real band.
No, all right. Thank you. Every time I've read that on Facebook, it's too long.
I feel like it should be.
It's too long. Like if you had come up with some way to shorten it but had the same message, like that I would have went for.
How about Hot Tuna? Hot Tuna.
Hot Tuna definitely feels like a band.
Hot Tuna is performing on Sunday.
I'm just going to say, this is why I'm not going to Woodstock.
I mean, people are probably performing at 11 o'clock in the morning.
How dare you disrespect Hot Tuna.
Clearly, right. Boy Genius and Soccer Mommy are from the Seattle area, but it's not grunge. I'm not picking that up. All right? And that's sad, too.
All right, let's do one more. Amigo the Devil.
Amigo the Devil.
My friend the Devil, if you want me to translate it for you, Amigo the Devil.
I didn't need you to translate. Oh. I like it. It sounds cooler in... Well, that's not even Spanish. Those are all English words. But, yes.
Amigo is a Spanish word. It means friend.
Yeah, but, I mean, we say it in English.
No, it's a what are you crazy? It's a Spanish word.
But people know what amigo is. Like, your amigo's your homie. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's what it means in Spanish.
All right, I'm going to say that's, of course it's a band. That has to be a band.
I say, take the shot, see this chance,
Why do none of these bands sound like they think they should from the name of the band? Right? Like, I mean, like, it's like watching a movie trailer and you show up and you're like, wait a minute, was I in the wrong theater?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. Some of these names sound aggressive and like, yeah, rock and roll, and they're not.
Here's what I'm telling you. Some people are going to see Jay-Z. Some people are going to see Dead and Company. I'm going for Amigo the Devil. That's it.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. There's a lot of things we need to cover this morning.
Oh, boy.
So yesterday, Raven said that his guilty pleasure is soda, which, I mean, I know. I've seen him drink soda here all the time. But then he was saying how he can open a 2-liter bottle at the house and drink it from beginning to end. He doesn't use glasses, and he doesn't let other people drink from his 2-liter bottle.
It's disgusting. Yeah, he drinks out of the bottle.
Huh.
Well, I need a sip every time I go buy it, like, because I tell myself I don't need a whole glass. Like, it's not good for me. But every once in a while, I go buy it, and I need a little injection of adrenaline. I need a little shot of something. It's like espresso for other people.
It's weird.
It doesn't feel
it's
that
so
weird.
So gross. I mean, even if nobody else is drinking it, it's just so gross to see a grown man drink out of a big old soda bottle.
I'm sure he burps a lot,
I mean,
too. He burps.
Who came
in the
up
studio
with these rules, though? Civility over drinking out of a bottle.
What if I decided I want to sip? I can't have it because your mouth has been all over and backwash.
I mean, my mouth's been on you. So,
all right. On that note, let's move on.
Revealing, but right, I mean, true.
You shouldn't even be drinking soda. Anyways,
that is besides the point.
All right.
Anna, how about you? Are you nervous?
You know, Alicia, like, it's funny because it's been like a whole roller coaster of emotions. I'm nervous because you're about to do a 15-20 minute set that you've never tested on an audience ever to a packed house. And that's like really daunting and scary. And then I'm excited because I loved this. This was my life for a long time. So it's kind of like a mixture of I don't want to do bad. I want to do like a great job. But I'm also not 100% confident in any of this because I've never performed it in a room before.
Well, you're safe from me because I've already been warned I'm not allowed to heckle you, so
please don't. Right. That's one of my biggest things is I'm afraid somebody's going to yell something out, screw me up, and then I'm going to forget where I am, and then I'm just going to start singing.
It's not our nature to heckle, but it is our nature to get 3 martinis in and then feel like we're also part of the show. We're those types.
Oh,
and
no.
We're not going to do that.
Don't do that.
We are not going to do that.
I'm going to have security sit right next to you. Better yet, Lisa Lampanelli will be there. I'm going to put Lisa right next to you. She'll shut you down pretty quickly.
Yeah, honey, Lisa Lampanelli's talking about sitting right next to us, and if anybody is going to be mean, it's Lisa.
Wow. Okay. Good luck, Anna.
Yeah, thank you. Fingers crossed. I don't know. Are there still more tickets? If there are, you can get them at star999.com. We haven't gotten the final word today.
It's close.
I know that on Sunday, you guys are tagging a date night to the casino. You excited for that?
I am. We've been having a lot of casino date nights, and it worries me.
Well, last week he said he took you to Ruby Tuesdays on Friday night, and everybody made fun of him, saying, what kind of romantic guy brings their...
I told you it was her idea. She had a birthday coupon for a burger.
Right.
I had a coupon. I got a free burger. That is totally romantic.
I don't see anything wrong with it either. I was surprised that our bosses took such like a problem with it.
Listen, that burger was pretty decent the second time they served it, and only had to go back to the kitchen once.
Right.
He says that you always send food back. True or false?
Not always, but it happens often. I like all my meat cooked well done, and nobody can ever get that right. Like, well done means well done. It doesn't mean completely burnt where I can't even cut it, and it doesn't mean still pink. It means well done.
Mm.
And for some reason, they just can't wrap their head around that.
Mm.
Uh-huh. See that? You're over it already, and you've only been talking about it for 45 seconds. I've been over that. I'm dealing with that for 12 years.
Right. All right. On that note, Alicia, what kind of grade do you want to give your husband this week?
I mean, now he gets a C. I mean, he just can't ever keep his mouth shut until he gets his grade. Now you can see.
My biggest problem ever.
Always. It's keeping your mouth shut. Uh-huh.
Wait till she finds out that we're stopping at the video game convention at Mohegan before we get to playing.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, I'm changing that to an app.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
That's right. Well, everybody is all consumed with the basketball tournament, not here at Star 99.9. We're into the saddest songs at all time. We call it March Sadness.
I mean, we've covered some really sad songs so far this week, man.
This is when, you know,
but we're looking for the saddest.
Takes a nosedive. because we get really serious. Today's matchup, as we look to see who makes it to the Elite Eight.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
She weeps in that video. Like, and knowing what we know about Sinead O'Connor now, all these years later, Sinead O'Connor was deeply, deeply sad.
Raven, it's been 7 hours and 15 days.
Right.
Since he took his love away.
Right.
Do you know how long that is?
7 hours and 15 days.
Been 7 hours and 15 days.
Yep.
That's how long it's been.
It's a day after 2 weeks.
It's like half a day.
It's like half a month.
It's midday, the day after the 15th
half
day.
Half a month. I feel like that week is the week you should start to feel like things are turning around. And
no,
she doesn't feel that
no,
way.
She feels very sad.
Feel that. It's true.
It's been so lonely without you here,
it's true.
A bird without a song.
She's just there waiting.
Right.
She's just waiting for you to return.
And who could possibly be a competitor to Sinead O'Connor?
Mm.
How about James Arthur? You Won't Let Go.
I love this song. Now, you can tell this isn't actually a sad song.
I don't think the song is sad.
Well,
here's the only thing I have going for it.
Right?
Remember we had a Star 99.9 Michael Jewelers acoustic session with James Arthur?
Yes.
He was handsome, and he hugged me really, like he
That's
really
not
hugged
sad.
Me good.
That doesn't make any sense. That is a thing for you, though. You make note of the people that hug you well. You told
right.
me that about, what was it?
Colby Calais,
when I came here.
Yeah. Colby Calais also gives fantastic hugs.
Gave good hugs.
He gave a hug like he had experienced sadness in his life.
Right. Like he was longing. So
right.
I think that to me, the sadness in that song is all these things that are unspoken.
Like
and
what?
Is it unspoken because he didn't say it till he wrote the song professing his love? Is it unspoken because she left? Or is it unspoken because she's falling asleep on the bathroom floor?
Right.
Because she just threw up for the last 2 hours and he's been holding her hair.
Right.
I mean, if
I
you really
know.
Get into the depth of the song, it's hard to tell. So will it be James Arthur?
I'm so in love with you.
He had sadness in his eyes.
In his heart.
Yeah,
or will it be Sinead O'Connor?
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Your votes decide who makes it to the Elite Eight.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
That's right. March Sadness continues. A lot of people are watching the basketball tournament, but here at Star 99.9, we're looking to crown the saddest song of all time.
Of course.
I mean,
that makes more sense.
Today's matchup, Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Clearly sad.
So sad.
So sad that Prince, who was just basically melancholy all the time, called Sinead O'Connor and was like, I can't do it. You do it.
And
you
the competitor this morning, James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go.
I'm so in love with you, but I hope you know.
I'm not sure you know. Because I never put myself out there like this. This is James Arthur being very vulnerable, Anna Zapp.
All right, so I tallied our social media, and how it is so far is that on Instagram, Say You Won't Let Go is winning.
Ooh, that's because he's got some followers!
On Facebook, Nothing Compares to You is winning.
It's an age thing. It's a generational thing.
I think so, too. And
right.
on Twitter, it seems like it's a tie. It's like, it's really close.
Yeah, Twitter, people are just mad.
So I guess we're going to take
probably
some calls.
Probably talking about politics.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What should move on to the Elite Eight? Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You, or James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go?
I'd say Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, I mean, it's legitimate. Sinead O'Connor crying in that video was the first time I saw somebody really cry in a video. Like, and believed them and was like, oh no, she's crying.
Yeah, yeah.
Until Miley Cyrus came back and did it after that with Wrecking Ball, which we already know worked out pretty well for her.
I think if you cry in your song, you automatically have a hit.
Right. Oh, you get nominated for something.
Right.
Thank you for the call. And Raven, is it going to be Sinead O'Connor or is it going to be
James Arthur?
Sinead O'Connor. I can't ever get through that song without bawling my eyes out.
Which is the better version? Is it Prince or Sinead O'Connor?
Oh, Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, I agree. It's one of those rare times where I agree. Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's making it to the next round? Sinead O'Connor or James Arthur?
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, wicked sad.
So sad.
How old are you? If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 32. I do like that song, but our wedding song, I'm Getting Married in May, is James Arthur.
Right.
So I'd appreciate that not being the saddest song.
I mean, I agree. I don't think that Say You Won't Let Go is a sad song. I think it's like a beautiful love song.
Did he propose while you were passed out on the bathroom floor because you had drank too much?
Nobody. He has held my hair back multiple times.
Well, you keep that guy. That's you keep that man. Right.
And Ann Raven, which is the sadder song? Is it Sinead O'Connor or is it James Arthur?
I have to go with James Arthur.
Tell us why.
Why?
It just resonates better. I don't know. I didn't like the other song as much when I was hearing it back all those many years ago.
You can hear the desperation in James Arthur's voice, in his motions. Like, he's never embraced this type of love. He's never more vulnerable. Thank you very much for the call.
He's like a peach.
He is, right. He can be squashed, right? Yeah. He's a delicate peach that can be bruised. Yeah. And Raven, is it Sinead O'Connor or James Arthur? Saddest song.
Actually, I like Brandi Carlile. The story is very sad.
I mean, where are you even Brandi coming Carlile. Up with this? You people just don't understand how this works, do you? Have a good morning. So mad at these people.
I feel like I have to explain. We get 100 calls a day from people nominating songs that are not on the Sweet 16.
Listen, I know you cried to another song. I'm not here for that. Ann Raven, is it James Arthur or is it Sinead O'Connor? What is the saddest song?
It's definitely James Arthur. Sinead O'Connor already experienced her loss. She needs to eat some chocolate and get over it.
Yeah. Not for
James
nothing.
James Arthur is holding on. Just please don't leave.
Right. Right. He is. He's begging. Not for nothing. Sinead O'Connor is still going through her loss. So. We should probably get somebody to check on Sinead O'Connor right at this moment.
All right.
Just make sure that she's okay.
I got to say, this was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. And mm-hmm. ultimately, I was like frantically counting. And nothing compares to you. Sinead O'Connor is going to make it to the Elite Eight.
Woo!
So there we go.
Make sure you're ready. We're doing it a bit earlier next week, but March Sadness will continue.
Yeah, March Sadness, 6:50 on Monday.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I like you, Jeff. Like, actually.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You know what they call a quarter pound of a cheating friend.
Royale with cheese.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Ashley, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Ashley.
But not really.
Thank you.
Ashley, it all comes down to you. Can you prevent him from hitting 300 wins this morning? You ready to do it?
I hope so.
All right, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back into studio, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
Yes.
Number 1, how many spots are there on the original bracket when the tournament starts?
64.
Number 2, Jenny McCarthy bashes this View host in a tell-all new book and said that this co-host was like the abusive mother from Mommy Dearest.
Barbara Walters.
Number 3, Netflix's film The Dirt revisits this band's wild past. The lead singer is Vince Neil.
I don't know.
That's okay. Number 4, Cardi B is trademarking this slogan / catchphrase that she used during Pepsi's Super Bowl commercial.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Okay, and number 5, Bossy Pants was voted one of the best celebrity autobiographies of all time. In it, this female comedian tells about how she got her scar on her face. Who's the author?
I don't know. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay, Ashley. You gave it your best shot. Raven! I'm waving.
Go.
Okay.
How'd you do?
Ashley got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. All right, Ashley, good job.
You're supposed to be humble. So
oh, thanks,
you.
Raven.
I know, but I won. This is win number 300. I'll be humble tomorrow.
Oh.
Or I'm off tomorrow.
All right.
I'll be humble next week.
Okay.
what do you got?
Number 1, how many spots are there on the original March Madness bracket when the tournament starts?
At the beginning of the tournament.
Yeah.
64.
That is correct. Ashley's still leading you 2 to 1. Number 2, Jenny McCarthy bashes this View host in a tell-all new book and said the co-host was like the abusive mother from Mommy Dearest.
You and I have had this discussion. It's Barbara Walters, and she turned very bitter. She turned bitter, man.
We say that like we know her. We
no,
don't.
But you can really see it in the interviews and the going through the host. Like, you can see it, man. She got very, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that from her. I expected her to be more graceful.
Okay, you guys are tied at 2. You need this one for the win, Raven. Number 3, Netflix's film The Dirt revisits this band's wild past.
Are you serious? Motley Crue!
Yep.
Woo!
All right, with that, Raven wins, but let's do the last 2 anyway.
What are our Machine Gun Kelly's qualifications, by the way, to play Tommy Lee? Just because he's tall, skinny, and has tattoos?
Yes.
That's not enough.
That's all you need.
Well, there was one other thing.
All right, number four. We don't need to get into that. Cardi B is trademarking this slogan catchphrase that she used during Pepsi's Super Bowl commercial.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
I need more practice. Okay.
That is right. Number five. Bossy Pants was voted one of the best celebrity autobiographies of all time. In it, this female comedian tells about how she got her scar on her face.
Bossy Pants.
It's actually one of my favorites.
Lisa Lampanelli?
Nope.
But I took a shot.
Yeah, Miss Tina Fey.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody does question, where's that scar from?
Yeah.
Yep. Are you going to tell me?
She got.
We're going to make it.
No, I can tell you. You have to read the book. No.
Terrible.
She got slashed when she was really young by a stranger. And it's really sad, actually.
Well, it sounds scary.
Yep. Okay, Ashley, I'm sorry. Raven beat you 4-2 this morning.
I'm Ashley from East Haven, and I can't beat Raven.
Atop the mountaintop I go.
Hey, listen, I was the 10th person to beat you. I just couldn't get through.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that person isn't here today. So.
Right. Thank you, Ashley.
Good stories, good thoughts. Good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Sprint. Star 99.9.
We get it. You wake up to a lot of bad news. We're not down with that here at Star 99.9. And joining us this morning, Jessica Kirsten. She is going to be our headliner tonight. Our first ever Women in Comedy Night happening at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory. The show is sold out. We are going to give away our last pair of tickets coming up in a couple minutes. But Jessica's going to be there all weekend long. And you've got a lot of awesome shows planned, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Tell me something good, Jessica. I want some good news from you.
Well, it's hard to even think of anything good, to be honest with you. I know. It's very depressing. Someone asked me the other day why I always wear black, and I'm like, oh, because I feel great about my body and I'm filled with hope. What a stupid question. I think that the good news is I'm executive producing a movie for FX about female comics. I'm very excited about that.
That is exciting.
A documentary.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Less than 10% of all comedians are women.
I guess so, yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't even know what the statistic is.
It sounds like a good stat.
I mean, not for nothing.
The fact that I've
Jessica.
Got this thing coming out. Yeah, so, yes, 100%.
Yeah. The lower the statistic is, the more I look good.
Jessica, I read that on your website.
You did?
Yes.
That's incredible. Someone else wrote that.
Right. The good news is your website is up and running.
I didn't even know what's on my website.
That's right. Hilarious.
Wait a minute. I thought MySpace was wiped out.
Yeah, I thought it was just naked pics. Right.
Oh, I haven't gone to that page yet. I'm tuning in right now. Wait, so tell us about this. This is awesome, this movie that you're working on.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm doing a documentary about female comics and our experiences, and I have a lot of people that are... interested in doing it. A lot of big people, and it's exciting. It's to
did
see
you,
like what
did
we
you
go
call
through.
My best friend Lisa Lampanelli.
Well, Lisa's of course on the list.
Yeah. You know she's my best friend. Right?
Yeah, I love her dearly. I mean, she's one of my closest friends for years.
She tried to keep Anna away from her for years.
For
literally
years,
during
she
this
wouldn't
program.
Be my friend.
But
and then
now,
finally, her sister and I like became friends with her sister.
Right,
and then she had no choice but to like me.
Yeah,
that's
long
great.
Story short,
yeah.
she
yeah.
sucked her into the
I
vortex.
Yeah, exactly. Go for a sibling. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
I told her I would destroy her family if she didn't want to be my friend, and she didn't have much of a choice.
That's perfect.
I plan
on
doing the same
to you. All you need is 15 seconds on a cell phone video now, and you've got somebody right where you need
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you got dirt on her.
For my Tell Me Something Good, I'm really excited. You know, I said this, that I'm like, there's no way Jessica's going to remember me, but Jessica was the one that gave me my spots when I did comedy 10 years ago at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of a weird, like, think about full circle for
yes.
me. Mm-hmm. I have Lisa Lampanelli, who's been my comedic icon my whole life. She's the reason why I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. She's going to be sitting in the audience watching us. I have opening for you, Jessica, who was the first one that gave me a shot and put me on a stage.
I love that.
It's like a full circle moment for me, and I'm going to bomb in front of a
no,
room.
No,
you're
going to
be great. But I
you
hope you don't
not.
Throw up.
You better
I hope
do
you don't
well.
Throw up on yourself.
If I throw up,
right.
everybody laugh and clap. It'll
if
make
you
me
spit
better.
Up on yourself, I'll come up and burp you.
All
bring
right.
up a bucket.
That's a really good idea.
You
I
should.
Have one. Yeah.
I have one. You don't have one or you do
it? I do. I have a bucket.
Perfect.
So great. If you want to share your good news, give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. We don't care what it is. It's got to be good.
You
I
all right?
We need more time.
Time's up. Time is up.
Okay, so all this week we've been doing this, starting at 9.9 at Anna and Raven, where it's my comedy practice. Tonight I'll be back on the stand-up stage for the first time in 10 years at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory, opening for Jessica Kirsten.
Sold out!
It's our first ever Women in Comedy Night. So You call, you give me a suggestion, and then I have exactly two songs to write. And in my defense, those songs were really short.
They were some of the shorter songs that we play. That's true.
The shortest songs that we play.
Yeah, and these weren't actually all that easy. You know, sometimes like somebody throws up a different topic, and you feel like you've got a lot to go on. So here were your three choices today.
Yeah. Retirement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, I think I got a good one. Excuses,
and then this one kind of fits in too.
Lazy people.
Oh my gosh.
Excuses, retirement. So those were your subjects.
I decided because today's the last day of doing it that I would do all three, which is not good to do.
She's breaking all the rules. She's been doing so good getting ready, and then starting yesterday and this morning with Lisa coming in, she's breaking all the rules.
We're going to make this exponentially more difficult.
All right, so I'm going to combine all three that I've written in the last 5 minutes.
All right, are you ready?
I mean, this is going to be awful.
Okay, all right, ready? Here we go.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. So when I was a kid and I had to get up early for school, I would pray for the day that I was an adult and I could sleep late. And now that I'm a sleep-deprived adult, I pray for retirement or death, you know, whichever comes first.
The ultimate relaxation.
Yep. Doesn't retirement sound great, though? You get to sleep late, you wear diapers so you don't have to get up to go to the bathroom during This Is Us. No. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I imagine retirement being all about hanging out on the beach in Florida, except for one problem. I don't have any money. So my reality is I'm going to be at Silver Sands collecting cans so I can pay for my Jim Dandy at Friendly's when I go for dinner at 3:30 in the afternoon. All right. Yeah. And, you know, people love excuses.
Where's the lazy people? Was there lazy coming?
I'm not done.
Okay, good.
I told you, 5 minutes. This is a lot of material. People love giving excuses, too. You can't just, you know, use your grandmother's death anymore to get out of things. Your boss knows what's up. So now you got to get creative. So I told my boss that my dead grandmother's ghost was standing next to me and she needs my help to save the universe from evil. Listen, you got to go big or go home.
All right.
Yeah. I'm unemployed now, which is actually perfect because I'm lazy and I can finally sleep. So here's a tip. Being lazy is what's up. When you're lazy, no one expects anything from you. You set the bar super low, which is what you want. So when you accomplish something like paying your electric bill on time, people are so proud of you. They're like, you did it! You did it! Congratulations! You have power! It's awesome. Oh. Did you hear? Anna woke up before noon today. She's really getting her life together. That's what I got. 5 minutes.
That's it. It was all right.
That was impressive.
Covered there.
Three topics in 5 minutes? I mean, come on.
I give that a 65%.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.